As we inch our way closer to tip-off, time now to chat with Upper St. Clair head coach Ernie Kuntz. Coach, your Panthers have already achieved double figures in victories with a 10-4 record and sits at 5-3 in section play. And what's the excitement like surrounding your team at this point in the season?
Oh, I know the girls are really excited over what's going on, but they know what the long-range picture is. Our section is so difficult that every night it seems like it's the NCAA Finals.
Now, on Tuesday night, the Panthers trailed 36-28 entering the fourth quarter before busting out and outscoring Chartiers Valley 20-7 in the final period for the victory. As you said, every night a big night in this section. How proud were you of the way the team fought back for that victory on the road?
Well, I think it for the girls' sake that they've had several games this year, and we've had three or four girls that have 2 to 3 years' experience. So it wasn't surprising that they would fought back. I know we played Baldwin a close one. We played Char Valley now a close one. We had an overtime with Peters Township. Cannon Mack was only a couple of points. So, like I said, it's whether you're home or on the road, it's a very good game every night.
Now, the Panthers just 2 years removed from a run to the WPIAL semifinals and maintain several players who are significant contributors to that team. And with that playoff experience, are you hoping that will aid Upper St. Clair for a deep run this season, or has it even to where they're at this point in the season?
Yes, I think it has so far. I mean, a lot of the games now that, you know, in the last couple of years, you know, we've really struggled on the road. And I think with the experience, it has helped us on the road win those close games, which has helped overall.
Junior Rachel Mazzi has been a top scorer for your team this season. Tell us about her and what she does for the team.
Rachel is our go-to player on the inside. She's very strong. She can finish with both hands. She's got a 15-foot and in shot that is very good.
Mandy and Madison Serio, the daughters of gold medalists and Pitt women's coach Susie McConnell Serio. And what do they bring to the floor? And do you see a little bit of mom maybe when they're out there playing?
Well, Mandy really hasn't played. She has been injured most of the year. But Madison has really taken over, and you can. She's kind of the quarterback on the floor right now, and the girls look to her to in close games to set things up and maybe add that little bit extra spark to get things going when things are a little tough.
And DeAndra Conwell has been a dynamic player, again, coming off the bench for significant minutes her freshman year. Tell us a little bit about her.
DeAndra this year has given us that little bit of strength and power coming out of that three position where we can use her as a slasher, or at times we've even used her as a post-up if we can see a good mismatch down inside.
Now, stressing academics, I understand you have a policy that you won't let your players practice or play unless they have a 3.0 GPA. Now, how important is it to you that your players succeed in the classroom as they do on the court as well?
Well, this is one of the things that ever since I started coaching, I coached with the boys for several years, and now I've been with the girls. This is my 29th year. And I know especially with the girls, they react better if you try everything and teach everything as if it's a classroom situation. I mean, in our practices, when they come into practice, I have a practice plan set out. They see what our objectives are. So they're really honed in on the idea that once they come from the classroom into here, it's an educational type thing. And they know that the harder that they work in a classroom, it's the same deal out here, that they do equally as much.
Over the years, Baldwin has done a number on Upper St. Clair in the head-to-head meetings. However, the Panthers won their earlier matchup this season 53-50. Take us back to that game and tell us what went well and what needs to happen for that to be repeated here tonight.
Well, I think the first half and almost through the three quarters of the game, Baldwin made some shots and we didn't. We turned the ball over in crucial situations. Where the fourth quarter, and that's really been a plus for us on several of the games this year, that since we're not as strong depth-wise, the fourth quarter we've been able to turn up the heat a little more. And that's really what happened over at Baldwin. We turned up the heat a little more and we got a few turnovers, caused them to take some shots that maybe they were maybe ill-advised. They missed a couple of foul shots down the road, which allowed us to get back into it and then take the lead. And then once we had the lead, then they had to come from behind.
It's Upper St. Clair head coach Ernie Kuntz. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.